Our guest at the cafe this morning is Francis Dalby, and Francis is a communication specialist with Hunt Regional Healthcare. Francis, good morning.
Good morning.
So you tell me that September is National Cholesterol Education Month.
It is. We all want to know what our numbers are. It's important for your health.
Well, now that's an interesting thing that you bring up, because Francis provided me with a fact sheet that came from Hunt Regional on the cholesterol situation that many people have. And I didn't know that Hunt Regional had so many helpful fact sheets, but it's good to know that that's...
It is good to know. You can always check out, if you have questions, huntregional.org, and there's wellness resources.
Yeah, just do a search there, and it'll pop up. But in this fact sheet that Francis provided, it gives what is normal cholesterol, borderline, and high. Now, I'm not sure I know how to read this, but you can maybe interpret that.
So it's always good to consult with your physician. Basically, you're going to find that you're going to have a small blood test, and they are going to give you some numbers. Those numbers will be your total cholesterol, and then they'll also be your HDL and your LDL and your triglycerides.
Mm-hmm.
Say that three times fast.
So
the HDL is your good cholesterol, and you want that number to be good. And the LDL is the bad cholesterol, so that's one you want to work to lower. And then the triglycerides is it's a kind of an energy source. So it's not just the one number, it's all the numbers combined.
I see. So, but you bring up another good point, and that is that there is good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. And I was reading in this fact sheet, the body produces cholesterol naturally.
Correct.
And
yes.
That's good cholesterol.
That is good cholesterol. And there are some foods that help us have better cholesterol as well. So if you were consuming fatty foods, which with the keto diet, a lot of people are kind of going to that now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be really careful with the fats that you eat. And I'm certainly not clinical, so I'm not giving medical advice. But information says unsaturated fats are usually liquid at room temperature, and those are the better fats for you. So they give examples like sunflower oil, olive oil, and then they also mention that avocados are really high in the good fat.
I see. So there are foods that you can eat that not only do they not give you bad cholesterol, they also contribute to the good cholesterol.
In a way, yes. Obviously, all of our lifestyle in general is a factor. Your genetics is a factor.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that just have high cholesterol, no matter the medication they take,
mm-hmm.
the workouts that they do. It just, some people do have those genetics.
Okay, we're talking with Francis Dalby, and Francis is a communication specialist with Hunt Regional Healthcare in Greenville. We're talking, by the way, about the fact that September is National Cholesterol Education Month, and so we're getting educated on cholesterol this morning. There's a section in here that says, what kinds of foods are the best choices? And it says cholesterol is not found in plant foods.
Correct. So a lot of people choose to have a plant-based diet, and most physicians are now advising that that's really the best option. I tell you, I like a good steak every now and then myself, but make those choices fewer times a month or fewer times a week. The better choices are going to be your leaner beefs, your skinless white poultry, fish, and then again, your vegetable-based. Fiber is a good source for getting that cholesterol down as well, so high fiber foods.
Mm-hmm. So vegetables, fruits, grains, cereals, good choices by and large.
Yes.
And then if you do have some meat that you're preparing, it's best to get rid of as much fat as you can.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So processed foods, we hear a lot about processed foods, and sometimes those are advertised as having little or no cholesterol, but if they come from plants, then they probably don't have cholesterol, but it's the additives and the things that they're prepared with.
Right, that high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
One thing about eating healthier, learn how to read your nutrition labels.
Uh-huh.
It's a law now that they have to put those nutrition labels on food, and sometimes you don't want to look at them because you're like, oh, I know I shouldn't be eating this, but know what a portion size is. So sometimes you'll find you know, a can of green beans, and you'll be like, oh, I can have that in one serving. Well, it's probably supposed to be two or three. Things like that. Learn how to read those food labels.
Do you know, is this problem the problem of high cholesterol, and in particular, as they say, the bad cholesterol? Is this getting better or getting worse in general?
So one of the statistics I read was that 85 million Americans have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
That's one out of every three adults.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say if it's not the person on your left and it's not the person on your right, you might want to get that checked out, right?
Yeah. So there's a lot of attention paid to this, but that doesn't necessarily mean that people are still taking care of the problem, and probably
exactly.
You need to, at least something you need to look into and be conscious of, if nothing else.
And it is a very simple blood test. And I'll also say that if you have some pre-existing conditions like diabetes, that can also affect your numbers. So just consult with your doctor, pay attention to your numbers, know what's normal, and work to be the best numbers that you can be.
Now, if you were to pay a visit to a GP and they do just a general blood test, this would show up, would it not?
Normally, yes. Uh-huh. And normally you'll do this test fasting. So some of the tests don't have to be fasting, so you'll normally do this test in the morning.
I see. Good. All right. So September is National Cholesterol Education Month. Frances, thanks for alerting us to that.
Yeah, and don't forget to check huntregional.org for more wellness resources if you have any questions.
Good idea. Frances is a communication specialist with Hunt Regional. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.